I'm impressed, Mickey.
Yeah, it looks really, really good, I think.
It looks a lot
it's a little tight fit, so it's, you gotta really kind of cram your finger in it, up in there to try and pull it out.
is that euphemism?
Well, it looks like it sticks out a little bit on the bottom. I mean...
Well, that's because I didn't cram it in all the way. If you cram it all the way, it fits in pretty tightly.
You guys, I wasn't sure if that was as far as it would go in the hole.
Yeah, it fits in the hole, you know, like it was just made to go in there.
Okay, so I don't need to, like, lubricate it first.
Oh, Lord, no, no.
Okay.
You might not want to trim your nails.
Although, a podcast?
Although, once you put the floor polish on it, that's not going to make it stick more, is it?
Might burn a little.
No, it will not.
Am I supposed to have an erection? Because I do.
Yes, you are.
Oh, that must mean you need to go poop, JD.
That is how that works.
JD's a scat man, is he?
Sing the Scatman Crothers song for us.
Somebody we touch tension?
It's time for Buster.
And now it's time for another superhero time. With your hosts, XV.
Flambe.
Hey, Mickey.
We fill the void with penis.
Paladin.
Needs more.
Ken.
I'm the writer, bitch.
JD Church.
I am JD, destroyer of podcasts.
And Fort Max.
Honore JD.
Podcast, please. It's superhero time. This week we don't have a paladin, but instead we've inherited an Australian.
Yay. Or so he says.
Yes, so Aww. He says. I'm not convinced his accent is real.
Aww.
Yeah, we got Dan or Gobles or however you would know him. Off of Twitter and AllSpark and whatever else you do. I don't know. You're Australian. I don't know what weird things you do on the internet.
I get around.
I'm sure it involves dingoes or wallabies or something.
Wallaby?
What is a wallaby anyway?
It's like a retarded kangaroo.
There's another.
He accepts that answer.
I can't remember. I'm allowed to say that on here.
No, you can say retarded kangaroo.
That's right.
Now, you can't say.
Why the hell not?
We don't stand for that kind of thing around here, but yeah, you know.
If you put them in some kind of. Where they can.
What missing something.
Yeah, you may not have been here for that joke, actually.
Oh, but did you hear about that? I told you about that story, how that brony choked that guy at that convention.
Really?
Yeah, I'll need to find the Tumblr link, but yeah, a brony was choking a guy because he made a brony joke at a convention.
Was it erotic?
No, it was a brony. Of course it wasn't erotic.
Part of the...
Yes. Well, he kept saying his name was one of the pony names, and he pretended to be another pony, and it was asphyxiation pony porn.
So, Bugman.
No more Forza, hells yes.
I'm sad.
I can't say Uchu I miss Forza at all. Say what? What?
So, Paladin, any news? Why isn't Paladin answering? He's here, isn't he? I assumed he was.
Well, we haven't given him enough total silence to start yet.
That's gotta be it.
Well, let me say this to start.
Oh.
Now, since I've usually posted all the news on Twitter anyway, should I say something?
If you want to.
Sure.
If you want to.
Oh, don't really, but I'll give it a shot. I had that Tamashii event on the weekend. No real new Toku stuff. They showed off Gorosaki. Figure out. It looks a bit...
Is more expensive than any of the others.
Gorosaki looks
a web exclusive, though, or am I actually going to be able to buy it?
Likely exclusive. He's a web exclusive.
So it's 5,000 yen plus middleman another 2,000
shipping
yen.
Plus shipping. Yeah.
And, yeah, it's going to be a costly one. And the only other real new one was Ryuki Survive, which only got a few little headshots here and there.
And they tried and failed to hide it.
Night Survive was there, too, I've heard.
Yeah, but that's already gone up for pre-order a few weeks back.
Okay.
Well, Knight got his upgrade first in the show anyway, so...
I don't really see
Ryuki survive come with anything interesting aside from his gun, or...?
So far, it's only gun and stand. I don't reckon they'll do the bike. The bike's the best part, but they won't do it.
Hopefully, though, they will, like, do like they did with some of the figure arts bike and just reissue the existing toy, maybe with some improvements, so it'll still transform.
Oh, you mean like the Sochaku one?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Sochaku one keeps popping up on eBay now.
Although,
same for Knights.
Ryuki Survive's bike is actually kind of stupid looking, but Knight's motorcycle is actually a fairly decent design.
Yeah, Ryuki's looks like a pregnant dragon.
Oh, that's pretty much most of the bikes in Ryuki in general, though.
Well, the ones at the start look like looking. The old Afterburner arcade game.
Well, yeah, the ride shooters are really, really stupid looking.
Yes, they are.
But
retarded life cycles.
Yeah, the Survive bikes actually look like motorcycles, though, basically.
Because what, the Knight Survives has got the bat with the giant air fans in it.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Which is awesome. It makes it look like a Mega Man enemy.
Or
but if they ever do the bike, they need to get a giant plastic drill effect part for the front, like they did with these just normal diving pose.
Yeah, so basically, if they reissue transforming Ryuki and Knight Survive bikes, that would be a good thing.
Mm.
They'll cost a hell of a lot, but it'd be a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you look at what every, like, freaking Power Dizer costs this shit.
Yeah. The problem I have is that I like Knight's regular costume more than Knight Survive, but I like the Survive bike more than the Ride Shooter.
Also, you are hoping the bike's separate then, so you can just buy normal Knight.
If I choose to do so, yes.
Still got that
which you would not.
Which he would not choose to do.
I haven't bought a figure art since, I think, New Deno.
Well, there's the reason why, because that thing sucks.
I'm broke.
Really?
I
like New Deno.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was thinking of Climax Deno.
No, yeah. I got New Deno after Climax form.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, New Deno's fine.
Yeah.
Sword form's pretty damn awesome.
Yeah. It's on the list.
But again, I have all the Deno form figures that I want and am satisfied with, so...
Yeah, all I need is Deno in SIC scale, because that's what all my other Deno figures are in.
New Deno was an exclusive, wasn't it?
Yeah, didn't they do a Kiwami... Oh, no, you want regular SIC, right?
Yeah, well, I don't need this Star Wars scale bullshit.
Yeah, regular New Deno was done, but he was an exclusive and goes for like 14,000 yen sometimes.
Yeah, that.
Same with Wing Form.
Right.
Wing Form was f***ing beautiful, though.
It was.
The giant steampunk wings. Well, there's a few SICs dropping around for pretty cheap lately. Like the Kiva ones and Kabuki ones are pretty cheap on Mandarake, but that's about it.
I need to get an SIC Ixa.
Ixa comes with Dark Kiva, isn't it?
Yes. He also looks pretty nice. He comes with the violin accessory, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I am impressed with seeing better shots of SIC Tajidoro on...
yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
The feather texture on that is really nice.
Yeah. It looks a hell of a lot better than Tataba.
Tataba looks fine.
Eh.
Of course, it makes me want an SIC Kogami with the feather boa.
The boa driver.
Comes with SIC love combo.
And the tall giraffe thing.
Actually, just think about that. If they did SIC Kogami, they could get the texture of the suits and everything.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, but you didn't even have a face like Futo-kun.
Oh, Jesus.
Like teeth and a giant tongue coming out.
No, yeah, no,
SIC Enter would work.
No, SIC Maki's doll.
Yeah, that'd be creepy.
SIC Weather.
These are already creepy. Oh, it'd have to be out of suit.
Yeah.
Molestation grip action. Just comes with a bust of Taboo.
God.
Ooh.
Speaking of double, I'm not getting my driver till October. Lame.
Wow.
Yeah,
you did decide to wait on it, though?
I did decide to wait. Because they reassured me that they were confident they would get one and they would hold it, so.
I'm sure.
Well, at least.
I wonder how many other people.
At least you're still getting one for now.
Yeah.
And you get all six memories.
I need to figure out how to wrap it around my fat ass, though.
Belt extenders.
And you also need to... one thing is that, of course, the deluxe trigger memory, you can't unlock the max maximum drive sound by putting it in the maximum drive slot.
Yeah, triggers maximum drive is actually a sound in the trigger magnum itself.
I thought they fixed
it is.
That.
I
super best.
I thought it was only it would only be activated when it was put in the.
No, I think it's in the gun.
No, huh. it is in the gun. It's like the only case where part of a memory noise is in the accessory instead of the memory itself.
Yeah, because Skull still does the maximum drive, right?
Yeah, Skull works normally.
That's so weird. So the Korean. So if you got the Korean trigger magnum, you'd still have the f***ed up. You'd have the wrong voice.
Yeah, maybe.
But this is all about a maximum drive for trigger, and who cares about that?
Yeah.
Well, he actually, be worried about getting his fang in extreme.
But he never actually put the trigger memory in the belt as a maximum drive.
Not that they're terribly hard to get. They're just like $50 a pop, and.
Yeah, Extreme's been going dirt cheap lately.
Yeah, Extreme is cheap. Fang is more expensive and harder to get. It always was, even when it was new. As
Trial
for wearing,
is cheap.
As for wearing the belt, I know at least with the Zeronos belt I have, the belt loops in my pants are actually just big enough to wedge the belt into.
Wow.
This is no worse than that vague, suggestive conversation we were having before the show started, so...
Now, from memory, I'm double. Didn't they change it with Onomamins? Okay, they changed the type of straps, so
yeah,
you have to buy the extenders now.
I'm not sure exactly.
I've read cheap jerry-rigging knockarounds of...
Yeah.
You get, like, a regular belt, and you zip-tie it to the existing belt.
Yeah,
I mean, there's ways to do it.
They also, there are official extenders, I believe.
But you have to pay
them. Yeah, but those are expensive.
Yeah.
I just had to buy some.
And honestly, how often am I going to wear this?
Well, you're going to have to wear it.
Once, maybe.
I would wear it all the time. Don't wear it out.
Yeah, I mean, all you really need to do, I think, is the bungee cords with the hooks on either end.
Yeah, I've seen that done.
You know, just get a couple of those and run them between the...
I could just staple it to myself.
Here's a fang memory on Amazon for $226.
Hey, that's a good deal.
Oh, that sounds like a great deal.
So, there you go.
For like 50 on eBay.
Yeah.
You need to wear the driver all the time, and you get the frog pod. You record what people say to you, then you play it back to them from your crotch. So, it works.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I have shitty Korean version.
How much did you pay for that, the double driver?
With shipping? Like 110 or so.
Now, how much does the Lost Driver go for?
A lot.
Quite a lot.
God.
130
What
bucks.
Do you want, Lost Driver?
There's one here on Amazon for $275 with shipping.
Well, okay, the problem with the Lost
bargain.
Driver, too, is then you have to buy the Skull Memory separately.
Which is a Skull Magnum, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Or a candy toy.
Because the Lost Driver comes with the Eternal Memory, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because what the
that makes sense.
Well, the Skull Gun was the toy to promote the first movie war, and then the Lost Driver came out to promote A to Z, didn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, the Lost Driver is also what you use for Joker, who is the best rider from Double.
Yeah, and there's a Skull Magnum for, what, 115?
It's not worth it.
If you want to save money, just buy a Burf driver.
No thanks.
Yeah, those are
Don't they give those away for free when you purchase other candy cell medals?
Yeah, I've seen Gashapon medals go for more than the f***ing Burf driver.
See, the only Burf thing I really want is the Buster.
Yeah.
And they hold, and a whole pile of cell medals to load it with.
Hey, look, there's a wizard driver in Mandaraki for 12,000 yen.
I don't know. I'm
hey,
starting to think
please.
About that video where that kid made one out of Legos, and that's starting to sound pretty good.
And you'll just sing the song yourself?
That's right. I'll just do
Well, there's another YouTube video. A guy was making a phone app, so that'll probably be done soon.
Yeah.
But oh yeah, what's the point about toys being out and news and shit, weren't we?
Well, this is how it usually goes on the show, so don't worry about it.
Sorry, yeah. Well, Wizard Crap came out, there's news.
Oh yeah?
Wizard Crap that you can't buy.
I got mine.
Yeah, well, he Wizard Crap. He's got a personal shopper in Japan.
Yes. it overcharges. I had to pay middleman fees for mine because I missed the pre-orders anyway, but I knew I was gonna.
When were the pre-orders even open?
They were open for
10 seconds, literally. I remember somebody posted a leak. It's like, hey, it's up, and I clicked on it, and it's like, oh, good. I'm glad that it was sold out because that would be very irresponsible of me.
Yeah, well, that's why you do it though.
There's a second chance though because in October they're doing the belt that comes with the ring holder.
Oh yeah.
So they're doing a combo pack. So if you missed out on this one, you can still get the combo pack that comes with an extra ring.
If you missed out on this one, you can still miss out on that one too.
Yeah. <pretty
much. laughs> Along with half the children in Japan.
Yeah.
Well, Hobby Link Japan, like, they had their pre-orders up like a month ago or some shit, and Army put theirs up after the show aired, and the Hobby Search put theirs up the next day, and they were all sold out within 5 seconds. I reckon sometimes they put them up on their Japanese side before they do the English side.
And see, that's really the point, though. I feel bad for the Japanese kids, because as hard as it is for us to get them, it's just as hard for a Japanese parent to find one for their kid, too.
Yeah.
And everyone that goes to an American is one more the Japanese kid can't get.
See, and, you know...
Well, to be fair, there's only like 5 Japanese kids now.
Well, but my thinking on it is, even if I wanted to get the belt, which I really don't care that much about having, I would probably wait till January or so.
When it gets more saturated, easier to find.
When it's
July
not
is
leading,
when they hit.
When they're not buying presents for Christmas for their kids, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the second
girls comes that's like sim. Thoughtful and shit. Like, why would that?
Who are you? What did you do with XV?
Screw that.
Now, this is classic XV. XV is very cheap about how he buys things.
I've got sympathy for children who aren't related to me.
Oh, okay, okay.
And who I don't have to like.
Is this reliving you not getting a Dragon Zord as a kid?
Oh.
You know what
that off.
You know what the saddest part of that is, though?
That I got one?
I had one.
No, actually, it's a little worse than that, actually, because one day looking for a Dragon Zord in Toys R Us, I don't know what I found instead, but me and my dad were standing in line to check out, and the woman is standing in the line next to us, and she's holding the store's one and only Dragon Zord.
Oh!
Should have punched her.
You poor bastard.
You know, it could have been worse, though. Your grandmother could have given you Tor for Christmas.
Yeah. Technically, my grandmother did give me Tor for Christmas, in that she gave me birthday money, and that's what I spent it on.
Oh,
I always wanted a box of Christmas.
You know, it could have been GoBots. I mean, you know.
GoBots are cool now, though, don't you know?
Apparently not.
Why would you need to buy a toy? You just buy a can of green spray paint and a box, and you paint it, and then you just cram the Zords into it, and you drop it.
That's Tor.
Yeah. Or get a real turtle.
And cram
Zords into it.
Get a real turtle. Forget the Tiger Zord. Just tape the Thunder Zord Assault Team to its back.
That runs away very, very slowly.
Can you open the turtle up and put the Zords inside?
No, what sucks is that...
Yeah, exactly. Jam them in.
You don't do that, but what you do, you pick up the turtle and go find a cat and just drop it on it.
When Season 2 rolled around, all I got was the Thunder Zord Assault Team, so...
How boring.
Yeah, eventually I got the Tiger Zord, but then again, that's like a brick of bricks, too, so once you combine it all, it's like...
But the Mega Tiger Zord is f***ing awesome looking.
It does look f***ing awesome, it's just all you could do is sit there and maybe move
on. Did they not do a combo?
That's all the Megazords could do.
Yeah, I know. But even the original Megazord could move a little bit more than that.
At least it was
big. No, it rotates its shoulders and that's f***ing it.
It can move its legs.
It had elbows.
Yeah. It's not much.
I only had the Dragon Zord and I didn't have anything to combine it with unless my cousin came over with his Megazord.
Ultimate tragedy is right there because XP's like, no.
if it helps, my family sold it at a garage sale without telling me.
Oh.
Did you kill them all? Did they find the bodies?
No.
That's like because that's like a supervillain origin right there. That's
This is like the period in your life when I was like 13 or some shit, and I'm like, oh, I think I'm too old for toys now. And then all my shit got sold, and like a year later, it's like, I'm gonna start collecting Transformers again.
Yeah, I was smart, and I knew I always wanted my toys. I held on to all of them.
I have all my toys
from childhood, too.
With the exception of my Visionaries, which I sold in a yard sale, and I regret.
Oh.
I still got some Euro exclusive Transformers. which I don't know if I should sell them.
No, you should just give them to me.
I don't have Overlord, don't ask.
God damn.
I got Rotostorm. Well, everyone loves Rotostorm.
So we should probably do
reviews. I already have a Rotostorm. What else do you have?
A second Rotostorm? I don't know.
Okay, so Formac, we know you don't want a Rotostorm, but do you want another Rotostorm?
I've got the rescue repaints of some of his Leo Kaiser's parts. Like Leo Zach's repaint, I got that.
So you don't have enough to. So you don't have the force so you can form big rescue force?
So this week on RFC.
Yeah, really?
Just to make up for the lack of the JD, I don't get on RFC anymore.
Ah, yeah.
Not an RFC.
Yeah, anymore. Yeah. I can't do enough toilet humor on that show. So.
See, I keep telling you that you should just do the toilet humor on RFC and let the Brian cry.
Yeah, I could do that, I guess.
Is Brian still clueless as to what goes on in this podcast?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he even fantastic.
Know yeah,
does
he
know you're using his website?
He knows the podcast exists because it gets most of the hits that a show that's not RFC gets.
Yeah.
Wow. How the hell that happen?
Including JD's show.
Yeah. My show is like taking a tumble for some reason.
To be fair, I haven't listened to Fanboy Versus in like a year because I'm a year behind on comics and I don't want to be spoiled.
Yeah, That's why I kept missing it for like months is because I was I got my stuff. I'll read it later. Oh, wait, I have like 3 months worth of stuff piled up under my desk. Maybe I should actually read this.
Whoops.
Yeah. Just wait for people to get caught up. That's really all it is.
Wait for the graphic novels to come out.
And then I'll marathon through a few episodes. Like, oh, okay.
Don't wait for it to go on sale.
Like, this news is like 5 months out of date now, but oh well.
Speaking of news, we're talking about Tokyo news, aren't we?
Yeah.
Is there anything else to
welcome
talk
to superhero
about?
Time.
God.
Superhero time. What are we talking about?
I only wish JD could actually convince more people to read Scarlet Spider.
I know. I don't understand.
Not good going stuff. To do it.
People got too burned in the 90s.
People have no taste. That's all.
I know. It's a good book.
Is Wolverine in it?
No.
No.
Then it's not a good book.
Oh, that's the criteria.
That's the criteria,
a lot of people. Wolverine and the Wolverines, I think, was a title that Gail Simone suggested.
Wolverine Clone Saga.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be amazing.
But he's already got clones running around.
Yeah.
I think Gwen Stacy can come back and die.
He's an actual Wolverine.
That did happen already. It happened in, Spider Island. Yeah.
Wolverine 2099 again.
Clone of Gwen Stacy came back and died.
That's it.
Again. It must be April. Gwen Stacy.
They should have like Wolverine Unlimited where he goes to an alternate dimension and gets a shitty new costume.
Since, you know, Spider-Man was fighting somebody else's villain, he fights, I don't know, Dr. Octopus.
isn't everyone Wolverine's villain?
Yeah. But...
pretty much now.
God, I'm trying to imagine Wolverine fighting Doc Ock. That would take like 2 seconds.
Wolverine versus Edward Scissorhands. Crossover of the century. Hugh Jackman versus Johnny Depp.
Versus or slash? Because that's...
I know. Wolverine Sentai Claw Ranger.
No. Claw Sentai Wolverine-ger.
Wolverine-ger. Oh, yeah, that's better.
All five Zords are just Wolverines.
Wolverines piloted by Wolverines that form a giant Wolverine.
The transformation device is just like the Geki Claw. It's just one giant plastic neon claw that they put on their hands. Some new wizard candy.
So who would Sixth Ranger be?
Wolverine.
His son.
Wolverine.
Draco, whatever his son's name is.
Dakin.
Dakin. Yeah.
Like the rock band.
Yeah.
So the Pink Ranger is X-23.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
yes.
For the accord.
This is sounding amazing.
She gets canceled.
Let's make this happen.
different costume colors to support this?
Sure, why not?
Because there's the orange one, the yellow one, there's a black and white one from Extreme.
There's the X-Force one.
The X-Force, the brown one.
Yeah, yeah, it's a Wolverine with every for each team that he's on.
Yeah, he's been on. Those Fantastic Four.
Oh, and X-Men. The Dark Avengers. Yeah, you got it covered. That's fun.
Then you can just go into 90s toy line colors.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while, but we finally made a new Sentai based on something completely ridiculous.
Oh, Sentai Wolverine.
Wolverine.
They're the best they are at what they do. And what they do is being Wolverine.
It's 52 episodes of them joining other teams.
And then when they do the Wolverine and the Wolverines.
No, it's 52 episodes of them dying and coming back.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be like a Jean Grey team?
Yeah.
I think she's back. Is she back again?
Yeah, no, she's actually, not back. But it's from the past, I think. So
like
it's
the teenager version of the, like when she originally joined the X-Men.
The entire X-Men team is going to be like the classic X-Men team is coming back. Like they're coming from the past into the future, and that's going to be like the X-Men.
That idea is so
crazy. That's terrible.
That almost sounds entertaining.
Gwen Stacy should be Doc Phoenix.
Send your letters to Brian Michael Bendis, okay? Like,
well, at least he's not doing Avengers anymore.
Yeah, he's done ruining Avengers and moving
on. But was getting so good with Cyclops being awesome and f***ing that whore and...
Yeah.
Nah, he's probably
going to all die. I think that's all... I think the current ones are going to die. Scott has to die. There's no way.
Scott has to die so he can come back from the past.
And that's exactly what. But that's what's happening. I mean, we know that the Scott.
He'll leave Hank alive, though. I think he'll survive.
Hank?
Beast.
Beast from the past is coming back, so he has to die. I'm sure he has to die.
I don't think necessarily that all of the current ones will die. It's just for the old ones to come back.
Is DC writing X-Men?
No. If DC was, they'd just be making everyone white.
Oh man. Whoa. We should talk about Toku. This is really...
Bugmans and GoBusters.
Fort Maxity's racism.
But JD, you totally...
Space Australians.
Space racism.
But JD, you totally need to get Ken and Fort Max to come on Fanboy Versus one weekend.
I do. I should have done it this week because I had an alternate spot open. So
I worked Sunday. So
oh well, there you go.
Fort Max is always available.
I don't keep up with comics that much.
Obviously, it doesn't matter, Fort Max.
All you need to know, Fort Max, is if it's a girl, Marvel cancels it. If it's anything, DC cancels it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Even though I love DC. Anyway, back to the news. You were talking about some candy toy thing.
Yeah, as with Wazoo and O's and all that crap, we got Rider Rings.
Yep.
Starting off with Cosmic States for Wazoo and Tattoo Bar O's because
oh god, I'm already bored of them.
They're doing every f***ing combo change and form for as rings, so you can get every single double form as a ring.
Damn.
As what the listings say, well,
they have
metal,
unique sounds
a joke. Sorry?
Well, they have unique sounds is the question.
Of course not.
Someone's only able to hack one new sound out of the driver so far by mixing up rings, and all that was Griffin, which is probably going to be another Pla monster.
Yeah.
No one's tried metals with the f***ing driver yet, which I'm pissed off about.
I think someone did, actually.
Oh, did they?
Because it's still a video or anything.
Well, it's the same chips, but I've got no metals to try it, but yeah. There wasn't really much other news except the toys came out.
They tried using the rings on the O's driver.
Oh.
Dial, that does just light it up because the RF chip just reads it. Yeah. But other than that, there wasn't really much new stuff coming out. Yeah, because it was mainly the big week for Wizard. That means we're not going to get any new GoBusters stuff for another few weeks when they do the upgrade armor.
Possibly
toys.
Ever.
Possibly. They'll start doing the promotion for the next year's toys soon. Well,
they're gonna deck the series and end it early. It will start something new.
They'll just do like Toei and Bandai did with the last three Digimon series and stop producing any merchandise halfway through the show.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's gonna sound a bit weird, but I've noticed they're starting to whore out more keys than they were at the start of the show. So
yeah. Go-Kart Christmas.
It might mean the reason that toy sales are so high is because of the keys, just like Go-Kart.
Well, you know, I mean, after around episode 35, when the final mecha gets introduced and the character upgrades, there really isn't any more toys after that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got, what do we have? We have the lion, the gun, and the upgrades.
I mean, we still have, and we still don't have the Bosco trumpet.
Well, the figure out has one at least.
Let it go, man. Let it go.
I want the figure out trumpet will hold ranger keys in it.
No.
It's too small.
Why not? I mean, the morpher will.
It doesn't have the holes at the top, but you could probably jury rig it yourself, I guess. If you have a tiny little screw.
And you want to cut up your.
Does he?
Oh!
Let's not start with you and screws again.
I haven't lost a screw this week, so don't worry about this.
Where's your ball?
It's right here in my hand.
Next to your pen?
No, the pen's over here. There's a lot of next space between the pen and the ball.
Next to your dragon dildos. just throw the entendre out the window.
I think there's a website to go to.
Huh?
Yeah, I already know about that one from a British panel show.
I don't want to click on this link, no.
Clicking the link.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
No, but I will link to that from the show notes and make Brian really sad.
Okay. That sounds awesome.
Look, just trust me. Click on the link.
Click on the link.
The FBI won't come. It's all right.
I'm not worried about the FBI coming.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Is it the best one ever? I think there's another one like called the Therapist Association, but it looks like the Rapist Association.
Oh, man.
I'll take the rapist for 300.
Oh, man, intro quote.
Clearly this person did not realize what they did.
Oh, no, they know exactly what they did.
Oh, that's amazing.
Imagine the amount of hits they get.
Oh, yeah, tons.
I wish there was a hit counter on it.
Can you check that on Google? I think you can.
Then it has two different hit bars. One is people search pens to get here. The next one below, people search penises to get here.
Whether you're looking for a long and skinny pen, a thick pen, a fountain pen that squirts ink, or even a black pen, we have just the one for you.
That's amazing.
But yeah, despite being the week of a new rider, there wasn't much new toys other than the driver and the monster. So
that driver looks like it is so very easily scratchable, the entire thing.
The gold chrome on the medial driver was really easy to scratch as well. So
even just like all the silver on this and it's all shiny.
On the deno driver was really bad for that.
And then the hand is really shiny.
I've seen a few people already
scratch. It's like a giant PSP that you wear in your belt.
It's even got dead pixels.
No, that's the Cade.
It's all shiny and easily scratched.
Ah, yes.
Dead pixel ring. No games ring. I like my Vita. Vitas are good.
I want to play Dynasty Warriors on it, but that's about it.
That's why I got it.
I need Guan Yu on the go.
It has like a kind of drop in, drop out play type, so I was playing randomly and I had it turned on, some random person challenged me to a game. I kicked their ass, but I had no idea what I was doing. Spam square, spam square, spam square. Trying to think if there's anything else news. See if I'm actually worth anything on here.
The entire just Tamashii show was just kind of so.
Yeah, it's more of a lead up to get everyone excited for the one in October because in October we will see the Wizard figure arts.
Yeah,
they will definitely.
I must have that.
Must.
Yes.
Well, the way I reckon they're going to do it is they'll have several types of hands of different rings on them, just to piss you off.
No. They'll come with a bunch of tiny rings that you put on the hand.
Oh God!
It'll be one ring hand, and yeah, you just pop off the head of it and switch it out with other little teeny tiny losable inhalable ring parts.
Yeah,
I'm kind of
a little tiny ball joint, even smaller than the one on the Kiwi Ranger girl scarves.
Oh God, no! No, it'd be kind of cool if they did the magic circle effect parts came with it.
It would work pretty well with any of them too, since he has the same magic circle no matter what form he's in.
Yeah. It doesn't even change color, does it?
No. Which I kind of like because it gives it kind of a distinctive look to it.
It saves money on CGI.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Really.
Because they did use a...
They saved enough money on the CGI with the dragon fight.
Holy shit.
Yeah. God.
Well, the way it works is that they have... The first and last episodes always have a much bigger budget than any other individual episode.
Are you sure about that?
And if they don't, and of course, if they don't use the money, if they don't use all of it, they have to give it back to Toei.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, it doesn't look like that cost a whole lot.
Well, you have to remember he had the shrinking and riding the horse. That must have cost thousands of cents.
That would have been minutes in, 3D creative. Yeah.
Oh, look better than the T-Rex chase from Double, so...
Yeah, they got the big CGI fight out of the way in the first episode.
But see, the T-Rex thing in Double was saved by the individual T-Rex costume because of that.
And also, the T-Rex fight in Double was creative and entertaining, even though it looked like shit.
It looked like hilarious shit.
Anyway, I think we'll get into that more when we get to the actual episode, if we ever get to the episodes.
Right. Eventually.
An hour?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is probably the last bit of news I found is Super Climax Heroes got announced. The new PSP fighting game. So it's not called Climax Heroes Wizard, it's called Climax Heroes, Super Climax Heroes. What's changed? It's more of a fighting sim, you level up and crap. You can fight in the air, do some kind of like aerial
fights.
So it's fights.
Climax Heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, except a bit better. And Kenzaki from Blade, he's returned to his voice again in the game, so hopefully they get more of the other guys. Yeah, he did that in All Riders as well, so did Garen, so hopefully he does the same.
And, what I found from Climax Heroes 4 is that it kind of sucks, and All Riders is a much better game.
Because All Riders is a double dragon, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, well, sadly, you have to wait a year now for All Riders Wizard, where you can use all these forms. You've got to be so hacks in that. Actually, pretty much hacks
in the ad, though. Makes All Riders.
Yeah, they need every f***ing rider for it to be f***ing All Riders by now.
Yeah, they still know the B.
Yeah.
B's.
They added the Hopper Brothers, so mate, hopefully next year. But yeah, that's all the news. It's been pretty quiet, unless you want to get into spoiler territory.
I expect that they just forgot who had the B driver. Who had the B
Yeah, they just go, well, we've already put Katak and Kickhopper in the game. That means we've already put the B in twice. If you put the Ixa belt in, the Ixa belt's been already done about half, almost all the cast of Kiva.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
Such a f***ing whore, that belt. Get some kind of venereal disease when you use it.
So it's the your mom belt.
Yep.
Then you have all the gears from Fize.
Of course.
Yeah, the gears are precious.
The your mom belt puts you on rather than you putting the your mom belt on.
No. This is what your mom belt basically is. It's a double driver, except for those red parts. It's two legs up in the air, and to turn it on, you have to split.
And instead of taking two memories in the legs, you put one down the middle.
Right. Well,
basically, you load it up with a ping pong ball first, and then when you're henching, you shoot the ball out.
No, put two memories in the pink and one in the stink.
So that's what the extreme memory does?
Extreme memory is like a garter belt or something.
Wow.
No, it's like the extreme memory covers it and gives it all moles and pimples and ugly ass shit and wrinkles and cellulite all over the legs.
So it's time for special retooling. Let's Busters.
It's time for Special Buster.
Let's retool.
Quote unquote retooling.
Okay, JD, take us through this.
I hate that new op so much.
Oh, God.
We got
okay.
Last week's too.
Last week.
Oh, God, this show's never going to end tonight.
Never going to work.
As long as I can remember what last week was. Oh, yes, the scientist and the thing. Yes, okay. So.
The scientist and the bitch, yeah.
The scientist and the bitch, yes.
The bitch from Forza.
Sounds like a terrible Aesop's fable.
Oh, God. So we start out with. Man,
oh, wait, was this the dead whore on the ground from that early Forza episode?
Quite sure it was, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like her.
I'm quite sure it was, yeah.
Yeah. probably.
Okay.
That was the best part of Forza.
Inter being fabulous, so.
Yeah. So, yeah. Where do we start out? I think we start out in the base, right? Where they've got
Inter,
like...
Inter is trolling.
Yeah, Inter glides into the science lab like he's on wheels.
Inter's wearing roller skates all the time.
And that's where he's going to talk to the scientists about the organic. I don't know. He's got a tree tied up to a computer or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Evolving through programs or some shit.
Yeah, evolving.
He's doing science.
He's trying to figure out the secret to Jay's sweet juice.
Yeah. It's so delicious.
Why do girls love it so much?
I love it so much.
Yeah. So anyway, he's the scientist, and then the science guy comes in, which you can tell because he has a lab coat on.
Was it Bill Nye?
Yeah.
No, he didn't have a bow tie. That's how you can tell the difference.
Oh, there you go. Yes. So he's like, hey, you're not supposed to be in here. The picture gets knocked over, and Enter grins, and so we know something evil is about to happen.
The rape face comes on.
Yes. He turns on the rape face. Meanwhile. GoBuster's back at the base, and Masato has developed a system to help the Go. You know, really, what they did is they just like added on the armor that they used a couple of episodes ago.
That was laser tag.
Low budget. Oh my god!
And it's not really hyperspace training so much. It is Masato just like, if I make this and make them stumble around like idiots while they're wearing it, I wonder if they'll go through with it.
Yeah, that's kind of the sense that I get. Yeah, it's supposed to be hyperspace training, but yeah. And why is there red gas? That's the part I didn't understand as well.
Because the gravity is pushing the gas out of their butt.
That must be.
And it's full of blood.
Either that or Bandora's mining for new clay under their base.
Yes. So anyway.
This is a Goku method of training.
Blood? The commander comes in and he's like, hey, we got a situation. We got work to do. And they're sitting there still struggling. He just turns it off in disgust. Like, shape up. Anyway. Someone at some point reported that they saw Enter at this lab. So they go to the lab and they talk to the guy that had been talking to Enter. And he's like, no, I didn't see anything. No.
If I hear something, I'll tell
you.
No, I like, really
see someone fabulous around here.
Yeah. Didn't see anyone fabulous.
Besides no. Masato, of course.
No. So,
but then Jay shakes his hand, which is important.
And then, yeah, Jay shakes.
Jay crushes the life out of his hand.
I will shake his hand.
My handshake.
And they even figure out that the guy was lying, and you know he was trying to protect something. And then they do this like the cool like sort of. GoBuster sort of thing where it's like they actually do like detective work. Like it's almost, you almost get that feel that this is the special ops group. Remember that?
They haven't done that in a while.
Every once in a while, you do get the feeling that these are kind of spy like people.
About once a month.
Yeah. And they're all like putting information together and like, I bet it's his daughter. So they go back in. Meanwhile, Enter, is totally trying to use whatever organic stuff, technology this guy has to evolve Messiah. And he's blackmailed the guy to, you know, I'll kill your daughter, I guess, if you don't help or whatever.
I'll make you look at your daughter.
To deal with the GoBusters, he makes a cage... Roid.
Okay, now the whole cage roid thing, this has got a weird translation going on because he's not so much cage based as he is like
jail?
Trap or prison.
Well, actually, it seems more like the type of cage that grocery stores will lock up the drugs in.
He's right, actually.
Yeah. It seemed much more like it was prison than.
Yeah.
Because it was.
They all had all the cameras on his shoulders and shit.
Cameras and bars and like prison numbers on his head, you know? And just.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't
to
seem
to be
like.
To be fair, we've had a candle roid, so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of metroids have the serial numbers printed on them.
Oh, that's true, I guess. I was just sort of.
That was actually a plot point in one episode, even.
Also, on his forearms, he's got black and white prison stripey things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. So, yeah. Yeah, it does seem to be more prison motif, but I don't know why that got translated that way, but whatever.
Yep, then they have one of the probably coolest running transformations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mid-fight.
Yeah, they do like the mid-fight transformation in this, which is, yeah, that was probably one of the most dynamic things out of the episode.
After Masato bitches out.
Yeah, because first Masato's been like, oh, I've been hanging out too long, I'll see you guys.
Which his roaming like, charges are getting insane.
Yeah,
I have to go film something next door. I'll be back in a few hours.
Data charges.
But that's okay, because it means we get more Jay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, I will do his portion of the fighting.
I will take his lines.
I am fine with this.
I'll skip over a large portion of this, because most of this is just like a labyrinth sort of deal, where the Metaroid just runs around and keeps changing where walls and shit are, because he can use the cameras to do that. Ryu finds the daughter, who is not the sweet little girl in the picture, but is more of like a 17-year-old brat.
She's a gang girl whore.
One kind of neat thing they did, like special effects wise, is when he demorphed and it showed it both as he was doing it and on her iPhone. That was kind of neat.
Yeah, that was
like, it's like a small touch, but it was neat.
Well, I mean, it's like the mid fight transformation. It's just like thoughtful special effects work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Somebody different doing the episode than is doing a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so anyway, mostly it's just being lost in the building. They eventually figure out that there's fake walls and shit.
And Ryuji being the older gentleman role model gives life lessons to the, whore daughter.
Yeah. I did like how Jay came up with the idea of leaving tracks behind them with Yoko's candy, though, also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which shows that he does have a hit on his shoulders when it's just him by himself, too.
Yoko, you do not need this life-sustaining food. I will use it to mark our path.
Well, Jay is just getting back at her for dragging him along with her because, he's juicy.
Yeah, she was hoping to get romantic with him.
Can I have some more of that juice?
Where's your wood at? Stop.
So, my illegitimate father built you, so you're kind of like my half-brother, right?
Once you go stag, you never go back.
It's not like half-incest.
Well,
that's the best kind.
I mean, if it's a half robot brother or a robot half brother or a half robot half brother, I'm not really picky. Would that even be half incest at that point, since it's partly a robot?
Well, the robot part's like f***ing a car, so that makes it autoeroticism.
If that's what Masato actually ends up being, that's gonna be so messed up.
And if you're taking the tailpipe, it's autoerotic asphyxiation.
What up?
So Yoko's killing herself with her dad's car.
Yes.
Okay.
All these things are true.
I mean, now of course the best method of navigating the maze is just asking Nick what way you go and doing the opposite.
which way would you go? Oh, I go left. Okay, I'm going to go right.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go right. Yeah. So anyway, after many different techniques of finding their way through the maze, they end up. Ryu, the important part is that Ryu ends up...
Everybody except Ryu finds the Metaroid while Ryu goes to get his ass kicked by Enter.
Yeah, he does some Enter fighting, which I'm like, dude, just heat yourself up again. That was awesome.
He doesn't have a stage lamp nearby. He needs to grab some electrical wires and just pull them apart and then just electrocute himself to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if his old heart can take it.
It's a good point, though, because that would be a plot point, except for that it seems like he can't forcibly heat himself up.
Unless he has something to do it.
If he fights, the more heated he gets. Like, if he usually
survive fighting Enter for that long at this.
In the first few episodes, it was if he just finished off a few mooks, he got really heated up, and now they've kind of made it so it's not like
that.
He leveled up.
Probably cranked up the AC, so.
Yeah.
Plus,
he might not want to heat up right now because when he goes berserk, he might beat up the bitch.
Or her father.
Maybe he wants to beat her up.
The other thing, too, since Enter is familiar with Ryuji's trait, he probably would not continue the fight long enough to let him overheat because it would be a danger to
him. But the best part of this fight is that it's almost all enters actor. Like, I don't think there's hardly any shots where you can tell it's a stunt actor. Which makes me look forward to next week.
The costumes, not so much, but...
Where's my SHF enter?
Yes.
Yeah, really.
It'll be a figure of zero.
Never.
So let's see what they, so Ryuji cuts the cord and cuts off the connection to hyperspace. And
wow.
Download aborted.
Jay, Yoko, and Romu finish off the Metaroid.
Yeah. Should use Wallace.
Metaroid.
And then there is randomly a Megazord fight and Great Go Buster, and they actually make it look cool for 5 seconds.
Which episode were you watching?
Well, the finisher almost looked kind of cool.
The important thing here is that they remembered that the Morph Embrace does things besides let's morphin.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the turn part. It's from the mini game from going left to right.
Yeah. That's not important. They're still advertising other functions.
Then they use the grapple in it and something else.
They should have had it say Tsurubarashi, like the actual wrist thing that yells at you when you get the correct answer.
They should have, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And it certainly was an episode.
It was an episode.
Yeah.
The last episode.
It was an interesting episode, though. It had some... And it sets up for the next few episodes here, so...
Well, yeah, it was mostly filler, but it makes the groundwork for the, retooling of the series to come.
The thing is, it says... I mean, it keeps saying retooling, but it doesn't seem anything more than just following along the same plot points they've been building.
Yeah, well, it doesn't feel like anything's radically changing, just evolving.
Right, but still, we haven't reached episode 30 yet. That's when the
I don't think we're actually at the point where it has gone through.
That would usually be episode 30.
We'll see.
If you've read the summaries, it's not... It's before... It's basically before the Gavin episodes when you have to worry.
Okay, we'll see then.
That's all I'm saying.
We'll see.
But yeah. Still, I miss the old op. The old opening was really, really good. I don't like the new one.
Now the little tables during the new opening were good.
New end for the opening.
I guess I will get used to the new opening, but, Buster's Ready Go just had a certain kind of immediate catch.
Yeah, the new opening isn't bad. It just doesn't feel like a Sentai opening.
Well, that's what I mean. It doesn't actually set. It's more of an insert song.
Yeah.
That's what it was made as.
Yes, yeah, what I said on Twitter, I was like, this seems like a secondary song to an album, and XV was like, it's because it is a secondary song to an album. I was like, oh, okay.
I love how they show, like, Go Buster O doing the fly kick. It's like, it's never going to do the fly kick ever again. Why are you showing that in the opening?
Because it looks cool.
Because how else are they going to sell that toy?
Yeah.
Certainly not by the action in the actual episode.
Well,
by the merits of the toy itself.
Right.
We've ever had that... anything that looks like Nick's explosion jump.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, next week, if you look in the preview.
Yeah.
Well, next week he has his SH Figure Arts weapons.
Yes. They're canon now.
Yeah, it's his Figure Arts weapons. The Transforming Nick toy had that too. I mean, that's part of Nick's design.
But we saw them in production stills before the show began. The suit actor was holding them.
Yeah. So, actual episode.
This
week's episode.
Me again? Oh, okay.
yes, JD, you're
gonna do Wizard
too. This week.
I'm doing Wizard too. Awesome. Yeah. No, I do not get that honor. I am sure. So let's see. This week is the spray paint guy.
Yep.
Repaint.
Yeah, repaint mold.
It's the repaint roid, literally.
Thing. Well, trying to remember where this one.
Kind of clever if cheap. That he's a repaint.
I never remember where they start out. I don't know why.
This time it starts with enters. Like, where the f*** is Messiah?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's looking for Messiah. Can't find Messiah. And at first he's a little concerned because it's like, oh, he's in pain or whatever. But then he realized that, hey, maybe that shit I started actually started working. And that would seem to be the case because you see, like, shit starting to kind of coalesce into a something.
Messiah's made of desks.
He's holding a planet junkie on.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He'll talk TV.
So,
so
Enter's like, well, then I'm going to have to, like, buy myself some time. So he, repaints a Metaroid, literally. figuratively.
In front of the pissed off escape.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's she been?
Yeah, well, I know it's so like. Well for them. But I will say that it's at least at the point I went, oh, hey, where's Escape been? And then she shows up. I'm like, oh, there she is.
And she's only gone cool. 5 episodes, though, so.
Yeah, not too bad.
You know, now she can go away again.
Now she can go away again. I've seen her once.
No such luck, sorry.
Yeah, and so she wants something to shoot with, and Enter tells her to simmer down now. Simmer down now. Meanwhile, back on the ranch, I don't know. They get the Metaroid alert, I'm assuming.
Well, Hiromu's also gone off.
Well, first, they're
oh, that's right. Hiromu's going to go to the formal thing, and he's like getting all dressed up, which seems like a really bad idea because a lot of the art is based around chickens.
Yeah, he's going to his sister's. He's going to his sister's chicken awards.
You think his sister would know better?
And Nick wants to bang his sister.
He totally does.
So totally does. Yeah.
Oh,
he wants to feel.
He's even wearing a bow tie.
Nice throttle.
Yes.
Bow ties.
Well,
are cool.
and you know, there was several episodes back where he's like, "Hey, Yoko, can I go to the hot spring with you?"
Nick,
yeah.
Nick's got something going on here.
I'm calling it now.
He wants to know how lady parts work.
He becomes a human in the final episode. I'm calling it now.
Ooh.
Or it's like that scene in Casper or something. He becomes a hologram and dances with her and then dies.
That he wants to, that he seems to be into his sister makes it rest of this episode kind of creepy, though.
Yeah. Oh,
very creepy.
So,
I'm sure that was completely accidental, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But they mentioned this to Hiromu. I know, it's the tech girl. That's like, oh, look at the chicken thing. And that, of course, makes... Hiromu sort of freaked up a little bit.
It's like, yeah. Yes, like runs to the bathroom.
Colonel Panic.
To the bathroom.
Yeah. Yes.
So, so he leaves for a minute, but I don't know. Other shit happens. The paint thing starts attacking stuff. They go out and fight it. I mean, it's a repaint thing. I don't know
so
what
they
to
all
talking.
Get changed into different.
Yeah, they get. I mean,
Hiromu gets changed into Yoko.
You know, I thought we already had the trope episode where like there's confusion about who's who. Did we not?
Well, Hiromu Yoko fills himself up. Then Hiromu
yeah.
Yoko
yes.
fills his crotch as well, which
yes.
is really
yeah. Yes, both of them reach for the crotch.
Yes. Hell no, Hiromu reaches for the boobs.
Yeah, he reaches for both.
Yeah,
Ryuji,
I think that both of them are repressing
really
something.
Yeah, Ryuji didn't want to be Enter. I don't know, maybe he doesn't like Enter. Damn,
maybe.
Ryuji.
Maybe.
Or maybe he really liked being Enter.
It's like Hiromu and Yoko, is there something you want to tell us?
Yeah. Thankfully the day gets saved when Jay shows up, though.
He runs like a fat man.
Well, wouldn't you in that suit?
Yeah, I guess.
Because
I love Jay's response when he sees all this nonsense. Is I will defeat everyone.
Yes. I will defeat everyone, yes.
I will kill them all.
And then Croak is just like, face
and that gets reprised later. That thought gets reprised later in the episode. I'll mention that in a minute. But yeah, so he throws somebody in the fountain. He throws Hiromu in the fountain, and that washes the paint off. And so
it mentions that that was exactly what he meant to do.
Of course.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Like, oh, no, it wasn't, you stupid asshole.
Yeah.
Then he gets it all over his face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, why me?
Ore Sanjo.
So,
like I'm wringing his hand out.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. Anyway, there's stuff that happens, and the sister gets off by herself.
And... Oh, really?
The sister is like followed after all this, and Nick, she's with Nick, who she had confused for Hiromu at first, because Nick now looks like Hiromu. And inadvertently, Nick gives a spray painted version of the spray paint monster that looks like Hiromu's sister. Tell the beans about the chicken weakness.
Could you tell this any more complicatedly?
No.
But what I do love is when he realizes that, he kind of plays it off pretty well, actually.
He's like, aha! I tricked you. Because I knew you were him and not her.
And now you
Fooled
know he's a fair
you.
Chicken.
And the thing is that it works great because, of course, what's going to happen if he goes and tells Enter and he actually did get fooled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of a stupid weakness.
It does seem really dumb. So there's, anyway, they take the sister to the hospital and they come up with a plan. Because of course, right. Nick still looks like Hiromu.
And Nick has a plan. Pause. Oh god.
Pause right here. Now we get the origin of his fear of chickens here.
Oh yes.
He was raped by chickens.
Now. Don't say anything. They just pat him on the shoulder understandingly.
Yeah.
Now this is the part I don't get here. I thought Yoko and Ryuji's weaknesses are because of the program. Does that mean Hiromu has no weakness? He's afraid of chickens, and it's nothing to do with the program.
His being afraid of the chickens and being is what triggers the Colonel panic.
Probably anything that he is sufficiently afraid of would cause him to freeze like that.
Because I was going to show us enough to get an origin story about how Ryuji's afraid of ovens or Yoko's afraid of jumping high.
It'd be more like a tragic origin story about how Ryuji doesn't have enough sweat glands or something.
I could never do physical education at high school. That's why
I was Ryuji's the origin story starts when he's in middle age.
Yeah, he got raped by chickens. Giant demon chickens.
He's a chicken, I tell you, a giant chicken.
All right, enough of that joke.
Okay, so they go to
So this brilliant plan is way too complicated, but it basically involves they send in. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They trick the Metroid into making him believe that Hiromu really doesn't have a chicken fear, you know, and end up killing him. I don't know. That's basically
closing his eyes.
Hiromu does get a nice glasses toss in there, though.
Yeah,
he shut that thing like a football field away.
Yeah, he wore the sunglasses and closed his eyes at the right time, so he didn't see the chicken. That's basically.
Yeah.
What happens?
Because but then there's the plot. He is at what he does. And what he does is closing his eyes.
You forgot Jin and Jay have the cool Megazord fight.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, so then there's the Megazord fight with Jin and Jay. Now, but here's the reprise of like Jay's deal, because the Megazord hides itself as a building and keeps like popping out, shooting at them. They use a map to figure out which building it is. But before they do that, they're trying to find it.
We only have one option left. We'll destroy all the buildings.
No, Jay, we can't do that.
And then to make sure is that when they're about to hit the Metroid with their weapon, they just stop and the Metroid just flinches at it.
So it's like not
he
even...
Flinch, which means he can't attack for one more turn.
It's the most non-fight ever, because basically they, like, destroy it before it even fights back, really.
Yes. But then at the end of the silly filler episode, we have two bits of big plot.
So big plot stuff. So one thing is that Hiromu's sister comes and shows him part of the book that's not a chicken, because he was really afraid of that. So. He's like, no, look at this, and it's Gog and Magog. Which, this is interesting, because there was some question about whether or not the guns were named after, like, the demon dogs or whatever.
Dogs, yeah.
Which they are, it would seem, because...
Their mother really liked them.
Scape is their mommy.
And so, because we had the question from a few episodes Ryuji asked who she was. You know,
she's based off anybody. And if she is based off his mother, that is going to be
up. Well, and it's probably his dad.
We've seen his mother. She was in that episode where he saw his family.
Maybe a younger.
But older.
Was it an older version? Or, I don't know.
A hotter version.
What we saw was a crowd of people. We didn't really see.
No. The episode
fair, that's how Hiromu sees her as a kid. Maybe they can get around it that way.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, the flashback. Yeah,
the flashback thing. Yeah, I haven't checked that, and I wasn't even thinking. And she's in completely different clothes and stuff.
Yeah, it's not her.
She's an actor, and I just didn't notice that before.
Well, to be fair, it could be. The avatar could still be based on her. It's just slightly modified.
Age 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I haven't checked that to even say it's possible that that's that
true.
Is.
Josiah has a weird, weird fetish.
Yeah.
obviously, though, there's some connection, and that's going to be interesting to find out.
Yeah, that's going to be really
which is wild. Next week.
And the second thing to plot, but Sodom's Enertron has been jacked.
Yeah. And it looks like he's finally going to spill the beans about what's really going on in hyperspace.
Yeah, so. Kuroki's like, you know, enough f***ing around.
Yeah, he's like, all right, seriously.
Somebody's got a new body in the preview.
Ruh-roh.
Uh-oh. Yep.
As well as Hiromu and Enter really going at it without Hiromu having a helmet on, too.
Yeah.
And Enter bondage gear.
And we've got a new ending sequence, too.
Which is the best one.
With Jay and Jin.
Yeah. Yes. Jay's in the center the entire time because the producers know he's the best.
He totally is, too.
No, but one part in the end is really awkward. You know when they're dancing individually with their buddy Roy?
Yeah, like doing the slow dance.
Yeah. But when you look at Yoko, she looks so awkward because she has no f***ing idea what to do with the body. Like, the actress is like going, what the f*** am I f***ing doing here?
We only got 15 minutes to film all this for this week. Just do it.
I'm glad that finally in the ending, because that means the movie shit stopped advertising.
Yay!
Yay!
I love that Masato's dance moves are all extra over the top and flamboyant compared to everyone else's. Like, if they raise their thumbs up to their chins, he's like raising his way past his ear.
Yeah.
He's experienced.
But we also have next week have the entire like command crew and all of the engineers with guns. They're all armed with the Ichigan blaster.
Yeah, they have a million of those.
Yeah, which makes sense. It's like
just like Ace's sword.
Yeah. See, kids, you can army build too. Go buy more.
Well, the toy line's already doing weapons. Well enough as it is.
Well, you have no idea how much of that is keys, though.
It doesn't matter.
They don't do the breakdown till the end.
They don't care as long as something is selling.
Most importantly, which we already mentioned before, Nick is actually using his designed-in weaponry, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, f***ing time.
Yeah, it's only like 30 episodes late.
I wonder if they just... He wasn't allowed to use them by the bosses. Like, no, we don't want you fighting. Put those away.
Now,
they'll tell you when you can play with them.
Either that or he lost them.
The right thing anyway.
Well, it's like, now shit hits the fan. It's like, okay, we're even giving Nakamura a gun. Nick?
Have you noticed how Gorosaki and Asada have been kind of downplayed the last few episodes? Like, quite a bit lately.
Because they don't really do much.
Yeah, I think they've worked out we can't do f*** all of them. It'd be exciting.
Yeah, Asada kind of sucks.
He's on remote control, and Gorosaki's actor's probably dying in the
suit. Asada was kind of a design mistake.
Well, Bumble worked.
Well, he should have been a suit actor. Just like
we need an episode when Asada gets inflated to a giant balloon.
Yes.
Now, we already had... Now, here's the thing. If Usada could actually walk around, we wouldn't have gotten the bit of him going wee down the ramp on the dolly.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that was good. But yeah, it's good that big plot threads are all finally coming together in GoBusters.
It's good that some plot is actually happening in GoBusters.
Well, GoBusters has always been good about building up small little things, and then everything that happens doesn't, like, happen randomly. It happens because something 5 episodes beforehand happened.
Yeah, majority
it just seems like something's actually happening now, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's been the Enter show for the past 10 episodes, really.
For the past 30 episodes, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Enter's been moving the plot, for the most part, advancing.
For the entire part.
Yeah. Even, like, Escape's done like, oh, I've got a rival now. Who gives a They actually made her cover up her cleavage next episode. Don't know why. It's probably because the stunt actor they have for her is actually a dude. Dude in a wig. It's like how Yoko's stunt actor probably has bigger chest than her.
I think so most of us do too.
They make him take estrogen. You're going to be a female suit actor. Take some estrogen. But yeah, GoBus is still going good. It's just
solid. I'm worried about what Toei may be doing.
I'm worried because of the summaries, and yeah, I don't think GoBuster O is still shit.
Yeah, GoBuster O is
going to be shit. I guess the summaries are stressing that GoBuster O will be around for quite a bit longer.
No. Well, even when they introduce the new toys from the toy scans, GoBuster O is still there, except they're just using a different mecha in the middle. So instead of Ace, you got the new mecha, but it's still going to probably be the same crappy CG unless they shell out more money and maybe make it move. Because I have no idea what happens to Ace when they've merged in that, because I don't know if they just go, oh, Ace, you go back to the base. We don't give a shit.
They'll let Ace fight on its own again.
Well, it can ride the lion in that. We know that from the toy scans.
Yeah.
Is that code for doing drugs?
Yeah. Ride the lion? The lion.
Yeah.
You want to ride some lion, dude?
So.
Shabadooey wizard.
Showtime, please.
Okay, let's put a little break in here, and then we'll come back and, you know, wizard, please.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
My biggest nightmare, a giant master rider.
And according to the videos I've seen.
Superhero Time, where your mom jokes go to die.
It's showtime, please. So Wizard finally started. It was a cool looking costume.
Thank God.
Yeah, Mickey is so happy.
You'll get depressed by it at the 30th episode.
Probably.
Just because it's not Forza.
Yeah, Mickey, you know, is so looking forward to the figure art of Wizard coming out, but probably by the time it's released, the show will have taken a turn where he doesn't care about it anymore.
Just like the O's driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll mark down January for when the show starts sucking.
Got it.
Aren't you glad you dodged the bullet on that O's driver?
I certainly am.
But here's the question, are you going to buy a Wizard driver?
No, actually, I'm not really interested in the Wizard driver.
No?
Yet.
I did.
No, like, at all. It doesn't look terribly fun, or...
But the sounds are so silly.
But my thing is, it just doesn't do a lot out of the box, and it's kind of like, eh.
Yeah. Needs more rings.
Yes.
The belt seems to be everyone's biggest complaint about the show.
I'm not complaining about it.
I love the sound.
I like the way it functions in the show.
Yeah, I love the sounds. I just don't really feel an urge to own one.
And we'll get into the more in a bit, but the way it works in battle is like a lot more quick and efficient than like the past three riders.
So before we get into the discussion of the actual episode, now that the rider series has started, it is once again that time where we look to Fort Max to tell us the sounds the toys make.
Shabby-dooby touch, Henshin.
And what about the other one?
I don't know yet.
Is it Lupachi Touch Magic to Go or something? I can't remember.
Ah, Lupachi Magic Touch Go.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
I am satisfied. Which is also an intro quote. Okay, so for the first episode, Mickey's going to do the summary.
Really?
How to do Kamen Rider summaries, Mickey?
Well, I just was only kind of half paying attention because half my brain was elsewhere at the time I was watching it.
Oh, shit.
Then this should go quickly.
Or slowly.
Well, look at it.
Well, that would be telling.
Mickey hasn't done a Rider episode summary in like 6 months.
It's been that long? I thought it'd been longer.
I don't think I've done one since Forza started, actually.
You enjoyed part of Forza.
I thought you did do one during Forza, from memory. I could be wrong.
At the very beginning, I think, 1 week I wasn't here.
Well, anyway, it's been a long time, so this may be the only Rider summary we get out of him for this series.
Okay, then. Wizard, ready? Go. So, Kamen Rider Wizard is sitting on top of a lamppost eating donuts, because donuts are f***ing awesome.
This made me want donuts.
Yes. I went out and got donuts because of this episode.
Except it looks like he's eating, you know, cake donuts, which are just no fun.
No, I think they're like Dunkin' Donuts pastry donuts.
The Japanese donuts are probably made of squid.
Yeah. They're shrimp flavored.
Actually, it'd be really easy to make donuts out of squid. You know, you just cut the arms off and tie
squid
them
rings. Them. They already make calamari rings.
Well, yeah, but that's
meanwhile,
made out of,
across the city.
Okay, go ahead.
Meanwhile, across the city, the cops are about to raid a warehouse because there's a commotion going on. So they enter in, they find a bunch of horrifying looking demons beating up a bunch of me tools from Mega Man.
They get the shit beat out of them.
Yeah, so the cops quickly realized why you don't point guns at mooks in Kamen Rider series, because they don't f***ing work.
Mm-hmm. And then it gets a little worse.
Yeah, then the head monster of the day shows up and starts to throttle main CSI bitch.
Rinko.
Whatever.
What
doesn't
we
matter.
Call
her girl. She's not a writer, so she doesn't get a name.
Female okay. protagonist number two.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What was Kuga's detective friend's name? Ichijo.
Ichijo.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and his gun actually worked.
So she's Ichijo.
Yeah.
Oh, she could never be as badass as him.
Yeah, it's just pretty badass.
So, right when things look their worst, oh yeah, the Kool-Aid man bursts through the wall on a motorcycle.
he thought he was some.
And actually, someone mentioned that the start of the wizard theme sounds like the old Kool-Aid jingle.
Oh God!
Fantastic.
And already, he's using his motorcycle better than any rider for the past couple years.
Yeah, really. I went to Skyrider, actually, is what I was thinking.
Yeah, you know,
Oz used his motorcycle the best when it was still a vending machine.
That became an old meme very fast.
But that was still his best use of it in the entire series.
Yeah, sad.
It's because Tora version, he showed up twice.
After coming to a stop, Kamen Rider Wizard, still in human form, because I don't remember what his goddamn name is. He does a fabulous twirl and slings some bullets out of his gun.
Silver
bullets.
Silver engraved silver bullets.
Yes.
And they curve around Detective Bitch's face, causing the monster day to exclaim, "Silver bullets, are you a wizard?" Which, good God, over time, there's got to be a better way to translate that line that doesn't sound quite so awkward.
Well, I think my only quibble with their translation is that they chose to translate Mahosky, or whatever it is that
That's
they're
it.
Using as the Japanese
word. They
translated
it as wizard instead of magician, yeah.
Yeah, it should have been magician, mage, something that wasn't wizard, because otherwise it becomes really kind of repetitive.
Well, okay, Sail Scout. Over time,
he's wizard. He's a wizard named Wizard.
That he calls him a wizard, it's the sentence structure. Are you a wizard? No one talks like that.
Yeah.
Over time,
he's trying to capitalize on the meme.
Over time,
it should have been you're a
different
wizard.
They got a different translator to work on this series, so yeah.
It's a new person. Isn't
well,
it?
Actually, it's still Heat.
Well, okay. The release post mentioned a new translator, and I read the notes they posted.
No, she's on. No, well, actually, the new translator's actually the translation checker.
Oh.
But yeah, I think magician would have worked better and not been like as repetitive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, magician is what you're used to for that word.
Yeah, for that word.
XP, are you talking to us from the bathroom again?
Maybe.
I need to poop.
And masturbate.
Yes.
Poop, please.
Poop, 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 poop,
poop, poop, poop, poop, poop, poop.
Reverse this.
Poop, 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 poop.
Reverse is like, what is it? Masturbation.
BM style.
Fap, 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 fap.
Fap, 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 fap.
Okay, so Monster of the Day, pissed off at the silver bullets.
Oh, wait,
throws a giant fireball.
One more. The attack would be, come on a fap.
Come on a fap.
Shake hands.
Come on a fap, shut your dick.
Okay, I'm done now.
Okay.
Hey, we're 2 minutes into the